A wizened creature, shiny skin stretched tight over a skeletal frame, clothes hanging loosely on his shrunken body. Vacant eyes were directed toward the TV, but were completely unresponsive. Thin wisps of pure white hair were scraped back over an otherwise bald skull. Old Emile Servat's jaw hung slack, purple lips shiny and wet, globs of drool hanging from his jowls and crusting down the front of his cardigan as it dried. Alain immediately stepped forward, producing a handkerchief from his pocket and wiping the saliva from his father's face.
"Oh, Papa,"
he whispered it, almost like a quiet admonishment, and he turned apologetically toward Enzo.
"It's no life, really, but we make him as comfortable as we can. Who knows how much he feels or understands? If I were to pinch his arm, he would feel the pain. Sometimes he looks at me, but I have no idea what he sees. He's barely spoken in the last 3 years."
He drew a deep breath. "So you see why there would be no point in asking him about Killian." Enzo nodded.
"I am sorry. I had no idea.
Of course not.
He was already over 70 when Killian died. He should really have retired before then, but he wanted to carry on. Unfortunately, the dementia had already begun to set in, even then. We had to force his retirement. It was a difficult and heart-breaking time."
"That must have been." Enzo remembered his own father's descent into senility, a gradual process of forgetfulness and frustration, forgetting how to spell, forgetting the songs he had played on the piano all his life, forgetting his friends, his family. And the day burned forever into Enzo's memory when he had arrived to take the old man out for lunch only to be met by a blank stare and the plaintive query, "Who are you?" "At least now he seems to have found some kind of inner peace. Some place inside his head that he inhabits untouched by the world around him. We will look after his physical needs until such time as his body decides to give up, which could be a week, a month, a year. Who knows?" Alain Servat shook his head sadly. "It is a dreadful thing to see an intelligent and vigorous man reduced to this. All the more affecting since we know that it is what awaits us, too, if we survive."